Dear friends in Christ, at the beginning of last quarter, winter didn't look all that bad. The brown decay of fall had been covered up by winter's white. Christmas was just around the corner, and the new year rang with promise. But by the time February arrived, the snow had lost its charm. Cabin fever set in, and the bloom fell off the winter rose. Having slipped and fallen twice onto icy sidewalks, all I want is some warm sunshine. And so does Isaiah write to a people suffering from a winter of discontent. People like us who know the cold isolation of sin, people who have stumbled on their way through a dark and slippery world. The day is coming, and is coming swiftly, Isaiah tells us, when the Lord will be our everlasting light. The sun will not set, nor will the moon be withdrawn. A day is coming, and is coming swiftly, when our Lord will make things better. He promises to give us gold for our bronze, silver for our iron, bronze for our wood, and iron for our stones. Our room by the elevator and ice machine will be replaced with a suite. After a lifetime of flying coach, we're about to be bumped up to first class. But do you believe that prosperity is just around the corner? Do you believe in a day when there will be no violence, devastation, or destruction? Do you believe that winter will soon be over? Do you have within you the audacity of hope? Human existence teaches us to be skeptical. The political season epitomizes many of the hyped-up hopes of humanity. Politicians promise prosperity to give us gold for our bronze and silver for our iron, by which they mean they're willing to rob Peter to pay Paul and to pad their own pocketbooks and power base along the way. Politicians promise to bring an end to devastation, violence, and destruction, to end all wars, to bring peace in our time, as if they had control of those who would threaten us. Politicians promise salvation and life in the form of free health care, but a skeptic would warn you to expect long lines and higher taxes. If there's a fellow dropping coins along your path, don't bend down to pick them up, because he's got an accomplice walking behind you who's itching to snatch your wallet. In our world of empty promises, hope has been given a bad name. But our Lord would have us hope, not to be outdone by any politician. Our Lord brings good news to the poor, promises to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison gates. Yes, he promises to bring an end to winter once and for all, to shine as an everlasting sun and to glow like a moon undimmed. And this hope is not pie in the sky. For our Lord himself acknowledges that this day of salvation will come with a price tag. Even in the heavenly realms, there is no such thing as a free lunch. Before that great day of salvation, the moon must turn blood red, and the one who shines upon the mountain must go down into the valley and himself face the season of judgment. To us, he gives warnings, words of caution, which we do well to heed in this Lenten season. Watch and pray that you do not enter into temptation. Walk not as children of the darkness. Put away that which is filthy and impure. Dispense with covetousness, lust, greed, pride, and vanity, and thereby flee from the wrath to come, praying that your flight will not take place in the winter. But for Jesus, there is no escape. He must endure the hour of darkness, walk through death's shadow. Yes, he will give us gold for our bronze and iron for our silver and bronze for our wood. But to do so, he will have to put aside the golden crown, be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, be bound with iron fetters, and nailed to a wooden cross. And so it is. Good Friday is less than 3 weeks away. So also our end is near. We are told that it will get worse before it gets better. Tonight, yet another winter storm is moving into our area. Expect there to be more wars and rumors of wars, a time of great tribulation. Yes, the time for repentance is now. Stay vigilant and awake through the night. But then there breaks a yet more glorious day. Indeed, if there were no preachers, the seasons themselves would proclaim that which must be. Winter seems endless, but spring will come on March 20th. Look at your calendars and see. The prophet may be Balaam's donkey, but he's right nevertheless. Global warming is inevitable. The sun will shine. Even as a seed falls into the ground and dies before it shoots up and grows, bearing great fruit for the harvest, soon the groom will say to his bride, "Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the snow is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come. And in the everlasting Easter we will sing, death's flood has lost its chill. All the fair beauty of the earth from the death of the winter is arising, all the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying." Amen.